Hello? Where are you? I found the thing I needed. You better not have already gone out. Puppy? Darling? There you are. You scared me. I thought you'd done a runner. Oh, yes, because you're not known for that on these days, are you? Little werewolf. Yes, well, I found it, so here. For you. Now, I've never brewed it before, so we need to be cautious, but I am cautiously optimistic, so bottoms up. Not just any vial, my darling, the vial that contains the answer to our little problem. The problem where the moon goes high and you go, oh! I have absolutely no problem with you being a werewolf. I have a problem with you being distressed and scared and not knowing where you are. I'm not puppy phobic. I mean, how could I be? You're also adorable. This little potion, if brewed correctly, will keep you safe, stable, and knowing exactly where you are. No naked runs in the forest, no blood on you, no guilt. Sweetheart, you were born this way. It's not your fault. I will hear no argument to the contrary, because I am correct. As I am about most things, now will you please take the potion? What's in it? Snips and snails and puppy dog's tails. Sorry. Many things. Trust me, I wouldn't give you a bad potion. Witch's honor. No, you don't have to take it if you don't want to. I just wanted to give you the option. Oh, I don't know, because I love you and I respect your right to make your own decisions. Even if they're not the correct ones. I'm joking. Whatever you choose to do, I will respect. But I really do think it's a very good potion. I think you would have a better time mentally, spiritually, physically, if you took it. But again, I will respect whatever decision you make. No, I won't have a problem with it if you don't take it. I would just... Maybe we can use some enchanted chains or something to make sure you don't hurt yourself or... Oh, and you've swallowed it. I'm very happy, I just hope it works now. Well, I am a very accomplished witch, but I've never actually brewed this one before. So... I am fairly confident, I just, haven't ever put it into practice before. I just suppose there's a difference between being confident and certain. How do you feel? Do you feel restless, twitchy? Like you're having an allergic reaction? Well, that's good. It's something anyway. I suppose we'll wait it out. It's a few hours until the moon. So... You don't have to say thank you. Though I do always appreciate good manners. Mmm. You are not a burden. You are wonderful and lovable, and I, for one, am very happy to be using my magic for something other than flim-flam foolery. Hey, you try saying that's not easy. I worry because I love you. Not because you're a bother or trouble or any of those stupid words you just said. Yeah, and you're worth worrying about, so shush. I'll turn you into a toad. Well, I was gonna say I'll boil you, but I'd probably just poke you and call you cute. You'd still be cute as a toad. You did drink all of the potion, didn't you? Very good. Means we stand a fighting chance. I am going to make some tea. Would you like some? No, 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 no. No going anywhere. Because we need to see if this takes effect. You have just consumed my potion. You are my responsibility. You stay here. I do respect your autonomy, but I also respect magic and its tendency for volatility. You stay, or I can keep an eye on you. Witch's orders, sit down. Naughty puppy. You are a naughty puppy. You're a disagreeable, naughty little puppy, and you will stay sat there where I can keep an eye on you. Until I'm certain that the potion has taken effect. After that, you can roam around, do whatever you want, okay? I'm not desperate to put a lead on you. I just want to keep you safe. I worry too much. Excuse me, when it comes to you and your safety, there's no such thing. Shush. Now, do you want English breakfast tea or chamomile? I'll throw in a biscuit if you stop pouting. Good puppy. Here we go. Now all that's left to do is to wait and see if I've brewed this properly. Well, you're not itching out of your skin, not twitching or restless. So, let's see if this pesky moon changes anything. Biscuit? That is most definitely a full moon, and it is most definitely in the sky, and you are most definitely not going feral. One never likes to toot one's own horn, but good God, I'm good. It was a very complicated potion, and I have every right to self-congratulate. Well done, me. Pat on the back, saved yet another lost soul. All is well in the witchy kingdom. Aye, Kingdom Cottage, what's the difference? I am master of my domain, and my subjects are not feral. They are happy, sitting on the sofa, with their feet curled up, like a happy little pup. Are you okay? You actually okay? Are you happy you waited? Good. I think we can officially say you are safe, stable, and sane, and may go wherever you please. I love you. Thank you for waiting. Now, what shall I start sewing? More spiders? Frogs? Ooh, centipedes. Now there's a challenge. Excuse me. Why have you just shoved your head into my lap? It's not so much a problem as it is a question. I thought you were itching to go into the woods. Is that not what werewolves do best? Oh, you don't feel like it anymore. Typical. As soon as you're free, you don't want to be. Well, seeing as how you live here too, of course you can stay. You silly puppy. Oh. You meant, can you stay on my lap? You suddenly feeling clingy? You are mistaken. I have no objections. I love it when you're affectionate. Well, it's a rarity around this time of the month. You're normally so on edge. And so, be careful, watch out. I could just suddenly, rah! So I welcome the lap pillow. And the grabbing of my waist. And the snuggles. Is someone feeling happy? Oh, why do I ask? Could it possibly be that wagging tail? That didn't mean you have to stop. Idea if this is to do with the potion or just the mere fact that you are more relaxed, but have I told you that you are one cute puppy? You are the cutest little werewolf I ever gave a potion to. You are a snuggly, wuggly, safe, sane, stable werewolf. And with a full moon out to boot, you should feel very smug. Well, I do. You're normally pacing up and down, you're gone for hours, I have no idea where you are, and then you come back all bruised and bloodied, and I'm like, oh dear, what's happened here? And the worst thing is, you can't remember, so you can't tell me. But with a little bit of magic and my wonderful brain, I have got myself the world's most cuddliest, woodliest, big little werewolf. I am a very happy witch. Excuse me, is there a reason you're nudging your head into my tummy? Is somebody asking for head scratches? Oh, I think somebody might be. I really, really do, but if only they could use their big adult words. I mean, if they are such a big, bad, strong werewolf, surely they... Would you like me to give you the head scratches? Then, my darling, it shall be so. You cuddly woodly. You funny onion. You lovable little pup. There. Up a bit. What about behind the ears? Your eyes rolling into the back of your head is a good sign, no? come here, you. Puppy. I am never going to doubt myself magically ever again. Because this has produced the best results I could have ever asked for. You, who is usually chronically anxious, pacey, spacey, and worried to death, have turned into the biggest smush ball. All thanks to my magical ingenuity. Oh, let me be smug. You are a good puppy. You are a lovely, lovely, adorable, wobbly little puppy. And yes, I am making up words because that's how cute you are. Oh, with your tail wagging and your ear scratches and your cute little face. It's enough to make a grown witch cry. I am purring, that's how happy you've made me. You be my puppy, I'll be your kitty. This is much better than me lost in the woods.